Is that on our table?
Okay.
Yes, okay.
I think we've got a couple little stragglers coming in, but we can go ahead and get started. Before I start, last night, those of y'all who weren't here last night, we had a presentation by Reverend Dr. Larissy, director here at the church. And it was wonderful. Yeah, everybody was here really enjoyed it. But he had some handouts, and I thought some of you guys, if you didn't get one, you might like to have one. What I'm going to do is just pass it around the room. And if you want one, just take it. Also, one thing that he didn't mention last night was they mentioned that the church was moved in 1891 from Boulevard, and it was moved over here to this lot in 1891. But the cemetery still remains on Boulevard. And I don't know how interested any of y'all visit cemeteries today, but it's very old, of course, cemetery. A lot of the familiar Orangeburg names are in there, patriarchs and so forth. And if you want to know how to get there, just ask me, or Eric can probably tell you to anybody that's Orangeburg native if you want to visit that cemetery. So, and it, like I said, it's very old and historic. And one other thing, last night, okay, someone gave me this picture. Are you here today?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you wanted me to pass this around to see if anybody recognized the people in the picture. Would you like to tell us? Ma'am?
Well, just to tell us, this is my mother's, and she grew up in the Solomon area from 4301. It might have been East Cliff, she was the shore. And of course,
and what's her name?
Her name was Lizzie Catherine Shuler. She had four brothers.
Then some of y'all probably know her or know the family, because we've got lots of Shuler family members.
To say the least, I'm not rare.
Okay, I'm going to pass it around. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And, another thing about last night was I neglected to talk about the people that are here, and I wanted to recognize some of the past presidents that are here. Is this the one going around? Okay. And I'd like to recognize them if I could, and you can just stand up whenever I do. And that Billy Dell, his past president, Dr. Lawton Sally, and Liz P. All right, who else is here besides Reverend Seifert? And Reverend Harold Seifert, and he's also our oldest living president. He's been here since the very beginning of everything. We just want to let you guys know how much we really appreciate y'all serving and taking care of us so long. Because like I said last night, we've just completed our 33rd year and going into our 34th. And that's a long time for an organization to keep going. So let's give them a little bit of applause.
I said this is my year of celebration. 2 weeks from today, I will celebrate my 90th birthday.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I was given a new picture of Yorktown in recognition of the fact that I had been associated with Yorktown for 70 years. And I want to say that God is very good to me. But I remember well when this group was organized in Atlanta at the first National Genealogical Society conference in the States. And Bill Linda, Deborah Shula, and I could go on with others in founding. But it's been a joy, work of this organization. And I still have a problem with names. I had a preacher in Charleston, worked with me 17 years, and he never could pronounce my name. And the Sacred name still spelled, put the two ways in right on shirt. So they picked up the wrong one when they made my name bad. But I'm willing to accept it because, after all, we are from the same lineage. One problem, though, is there were two gentlemen who came to Charleston in the same decade. And the question is, from which one of these are we descended? And when I found it on the internet that was contrary to my information, I was a little upset. But that's what happens when you have a name like this. When I did the research in the family, I found so many spellings and they were just better.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. Talking about spelling the name Cypress, my grandmother spelled her name with an F also. But there are some families that spell it with PH, like it says. One bad error that happened to us in our family is somebody spelled my grandmother's name wrong on the tombstone. So we'll have to correct that. But anyway, Margaret, did you have something you wanted to say?
I just wanted everybody to acknowledge Pam for serving the last 4 years.
Yeah.
After our vote today, we're coming behind you. I just will say briefly, though, that I really enjoyed it. And it's really meant a lot to me that you guys would honor me and allow me to be your president. And at times it hasn't been easy, but at times it has been easy because I've enjoyed it a lot. And when you enjoy something, it's not like a job. Because I love genealogy just like everybody in this room. Well, anyway, I think we need to proceed with the meeting. And we're going to get Paul in to visit the meeting minutes of the last meeting.
The Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogical Society was called to order 9 a.m. October 13th, 2012, at the Quality Inn in Orangeburg, called to order by President Ken Johnson. A welcome is extended to all. Minutes of the 2011 annual meeting were read by the secretary. The president gave her report. Attention was called to the memory book displayed in the adjoining room. Copies of past newsletters were available to anyone who wanted them. Members were urged to check the OGSGS Facebook entry. Pam announced that she is now in charge of First Families Project. There are 48 First Families listed on the website that were at that time. The treasurer lost a salary of $19,396 in the checking account and $62,552 in investments. He also reported that there are 288 names on the mailing list. Chairman Publications Chairman and it reported on publication sales during the year. There was a proposed change in the bylaws of OGSGS under Article 6, Section 1. This lists the offices of the society. The proposal was to add the webmaster to the list of offices. Eric Powell moved to accept this proposal, seconded by Lynn D. The motion was approved by voice vote. The meeting was adjourned at 9:30 a.m.
Thanks, Pauline. I'm going to go back again until about something that I forgot to mention. And as many of you may or may not know, one of our very special members, Ms. Margaret Lundgren, died in a car accident this year. And she has left a really big hole in all of our hearts. She was a wonderful lady. a pillar of the community. She participated in so many areas of community service in Orangeburg and was very well loved. And her husband's here today, but she usually was always here. And would you like to speak a few words about your wife?
I know many of you know her. This is programmed from her funeral. I'll just pass this around. Just, I don't know how you remember her. She had so many loves, and family history was one of the really big ones. She's always been interested in family history and genealogy. We lived away in the Midwest for most of our 4 years of marriage, and I retired six years ago. And she just always wanted to come back home to where she grew up. And so she spent the last 6 years of her life back here in her homeland. Benedict Kohler was her immigrant ancestor. And her uncle, Hugh Kohler, wrote a book in 1929 about Jacob Kohler. It started with Benedict, but it's mostly Jacob Kohler descendants. And her cousin, Myrtle Kohler, would create a book about this fact of information. And Mark Moss always said that she didn't do family history, she just collected it. There was just so much from other people that had already been done that was a big job in itself. And now it falls to me to preserve what she has and pass it on to the next generation. And I will say that I kind of thought of the OGSGS as, peripheral to her family. I mean, I knew that her ancestor was one of the original immigrants, but by coming to the meeting the last couple of years, I got a sense for what this is really all about. I mean, it's the whole community that came from those first families, and that, I really got a sense of that. And so I'm interested in her family, and I need to carry on her tradition.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I know she was a cousin married into my family, so it felt kind of close to her myself.
Oh, just one of the words. Really, I'm also interested in family history myself, and I've got a big family to work on of my own, but they're recent immigrants. They came from Sweden 100 to 150 years ago, so they're new to the country.
Yeah, a little bit newer than
but it's recent enough that I've had contact with my parents and my dad's uncles and so on. They had contact with their family in Sweden that's been continued now for 100 years, and so I'm proud of that. But it's not part of this story. It's just another story.
Before I go on, though, is there anybody else that I forgot that's passed and left us this year? Anyone can think of anybody? Well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. All right, the next step's going to be my report.
And then you want to entertain a motion to accept the amendment?
Oh, yes. I warned everybody when I first became president that I wasn't the best at Robert's Rules of Order. we'd like to. Anybody want to make a motion to accept our minutes?
It's our
minutes.
Yeah.
And
I second it.
All
in favor say aye. I'm kind of a casual person, I think. But anyway, I guess it's my turn for my report, which basically I'm mostly, now as mentioned in the minutes last year, I took the first families back over. And we now have 56 first families. And we also, I'm the administrator of Facebook page, plus a couple others like me. And we have 217 members on Facebook. So I'm kind of proud of that. And that keeps growing too. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to ask, how does a family get on the first families? Because my my ancestor, Christian Rump, was one of the leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And Stringer, Stringer was here.
Usually I would have said so. Okay, when he decided to stay, coming to go up to Philadelphia, he called Christian Rump and Mr. Hogg. And so, and he also had a house in the square. So I don't understand why the Rump.
Well, I tell you what, in a little bit, I'm going to have a more lengthy report about first families and how you can get your first families on this. So I'm going to explain. And you're correct. The Rump family was a very important family, and you know, in our ancestry and the history of Orangeburg, and you know, all around Orangeburg County also. So I'm going to get into that for you.
Thank you.
All right. Next is Margaret, one of our vice president. Court, do you have a report?
No.
Okay, no report. Okay, Lawton.
Treasurer's
report.
Okay. This will be a fairly short report, and I have some details. If you have attention, we started off the year with $70,964. We put $10,000 in the fund, and we now have $7,962. So we've broken even. Do you want me to give the membership statistics also? We now have 291 on the mailing list for the newsletter. Of those, we have 39 who are in arrears over a year, and they've had several notices, and they will be deleted from the list at the end of this year. We won't get from them.
So they'll be young on themselves.
Yeah. And just for your information, views of that deal for 2014, and we have a lot of people that need to pay dues for 2014.
Sounds like it. Thank you, Lawton. Now, do I hear a motion to accept the treasurer's report? And second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And I guess that's my answer. Bill, do you have a question?
You want the rest of the report on the investment?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So Billy's going to give us a report on our investment account.
Most of you know, I'm sure, that a number of years ago we had an active fundraising project to raise money for a place to house the records of OPSPS. And we never raised enough money to really buy something, build something, operate something. So we do have an amount of money. I'll explain this in a minute. But since that time, we have been working closely with Orangeburg County Historical Society. We merged our records, and there has been some discussion about using some of this money to help them expand if they never decided to expand the Historical Society facility. So a few years ago, we took the money out of the money market and invested it with Vanguard. We had $57,000 in round numbers, and we gained about $10,000 on that since we've how long has it been? 3 or 4 years?
About 3 years.
3 years.
And we have a total now in the investment fund of $66,000. And we have another $15,600 in money market for a total of $81,987. So almost $82,000 we have in the investment.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
And second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And so it's passed. You guys are sitting in the back, guys. See a few seats if you'd like to come and sit down. There's a few up here in the front row. And then I saw some people come in. I don't know where they went. Okay, going to discuss next is old business. Is there any old business anybody wants to bring up? Okay, and then we'll go into our new business then. We needed to, we got some proposed bylaw changes, and there should be a paper in your folders that explains it. And basically what this is about is, and we had this in the newsletter, about the tax return had not been filed. And we got a letter. As soon as I got the letter, I hopped on the horn and called them. And we pretty much got everything straightened out. But since the time we first incorporated, there were a lot of major changes that went down at the IRS about the 301C, is that what we are? 501C? Charitable organization. So we have to make some changes in the bylaws, and basically this pretty much explains it. So I'm trying to think. Lynn, what was that thing the basic change that we were going to make?
Okay, we've got two changes, actually. One of them is unrelated to the tax status, and that's simply we did have an executive secretary because at one time we got a lot of mail with queries about families, and somebody had to forward those people to go over about that particular family. Now the internet is largely, the Bruce Wayne list has taken over that function. We very seldom get letters from queries. So we're eliminating the executive secretary position and compressing the secretaries. The other thing is the tax status situation, and that is that we must have an organization that would be designated to receive our assets should our group go out of existence.
Right.
And, of course, that would be our longtime partner organization, the Orangeburg County Historical Society.
Right.
And we have designated in this bylaw, post-bylaw change, the Historical Society as our successor, or if anything happens to them, their successor would get our records. So that is the substance of the two bylaw changes.
Thank you, Lynn. Any questions? Well, do I hear a motion to accept the proposed bylaw changes?
So moved.
And second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And all opposed? Okay, so it's passed, and thank you very much. And thank you, Lynn, for that explanation, which was much better than I would have been able to make. So, okay, the other thing is election of officers. We were supposed to have Lawton, would you like to read the name of the proposed
nominees,
officers for the next year?
Nominees are President Monica Walters, Vice President Andy Cooley, Secretary Paulie Grant, and Treasurer Lawton Sack, Reserve Fund Manager Billy Dell, Newsletter Editor Lynn P., Website Manager Jim Rickenbaker, Publications Manager Andy Cooley, Members at Large Eric Powell, Beth Kiss, and Ann Biddis.
Okay. Any questions? Anybody else?
Nominations
for the task force. Okay, anybody have any nominations they'd like to make? Okay, then do I have someone to move to accept the nomination? Okay, Stanley has a second?
Second.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Opposition, so you've got to balance, Marty. It's not that hard. Not all the time, anyway. Everything's hard sometimes, I think. We all know that. Okay, so I think that pretty much is all the business, unless someone else has something they'd like to bring up or talk about. Or...
Can I just mention the publications and encourage folks? I have a sample of each of our publications beside his publications on our table, and would be delighted if somebody is interested in purchasing them. We've had an active year. A few requests come through surface mail. Most of them are coming through our website now, but we want to make sure that everybody knows that you have three options. Come to Oktoberfest, and we'll be glad to sell you a publication through PayPal, or you can continue to order them with surface mail. So, come by and see me, and take something home that you've been wanting to take home. We all know about the digital revolution, and even Luddites like me are beginning to work toward it, but some of us still like to have a piece of paper in our hands. So be glad to do that. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Annette. Okay, and if that's all the business, then the meeting's adjourned, and we'll move ahead with our program this morning.